Each day this week, Morning Edition is broadcasting college admissions essays by high school seniors. Amber Espinosa describes growing up in a single-parent family.
Every time my 10-year-old sister asks where our dad is, it makes me sad. At 7, I never asked questions. I knew that I had a father who left before I was even born. I knew that my baby sister had a dad who didn't stay with her either. I knew, no questions asked. My entire life, I have watched my single mother struggle to raise my little sister and me. I have struggled along with her. At 8, I already had responsibilities, not just second-grade homework, but a baby to look after. I stayed home alone with my little sister when my mom couldn't find a sitter. I picked her up after school while my mom was working. I also translated for my mom at her jobs, at my school when we had teacher-parent conferences, or when she didn't understand bills that she needed to pay. And I still burn with anger at the way that people treat my mom sometimes, like she doesn't count because she doesn't speak English very well and she's just a housekeeper. My mom and I have so many hopes for me. That's what I think about when I get up at 5:30 a.m. to take the bus to a better school in a better neighborhood. And I try to keep it in mind as I open my books to study on the bus on the way home from work. Sometimes I wish I didn't have to work part-time in a shoe store, but my mom really needs help with the bills and with my school expenses. I do get tired, but whenever I feel like giving up, I read the short note that my mom gave me on my 17th birthday. Gracias por todo su esfuerzo en superarse para su futuro. Es el mejor regalo que yo recibo día con día. Quiero verla como profesional y siendo responsable para con usted misma. La quiere su mom. Thank you for all your efforts to succeed in your future. It is the best gift I receive day by day. I want to see you as a professional who is responsible for her own self. I love you, Mom. As I get closer to making my college dream a reality, my mom and I have been on edge. We both want this so much. I'll be studying late at night and she'll get mad at me for leaving my desk messy. I'll snap at her for getting on my case about petty matters or when I'm simply stressed out from school. Whenever I try to talk to her about financial aid, she just changes the subject. It's scary to be so close and yet so far. I want to be the first person in my family to graduate from college.
The college essay of Amber Espinosa, a senior at University High School in West Los Angeles.